Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit, your hand on us, your spirit within us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. This will be our final episode as we look at a visit to the Cane Ridge Meeting House. Joanne and I had a wonderful visit there. We've interviewed a couple of folks, as you've heard. And in this episode, Joanne and I are going to just be sitting in the meeting house. We're actually sitting up in the balcony, and we're just conversing, and we've had communion and praise and worship and reflection. And this is just our thoughts and our prayer to God. And after that, there's a brief time when I'm actually walking out in the cemetery among those folks, many of those folks who were at that revival and over the years have been buried there. And just reflecting and making a declaration over ourselves for our assignments as to whatever God has called you and me to do. So praise God. I hope you enjoy this. And one more thought that came to my mind. There was a phrase that came out. I think it was something like, may it be like Cane Ridge. Lord, make it like Cane Ridge. And I think and that phrase and that declaration was made for decades. And I'm sure it was meant well. And in other words, they wanted the Spirit of God to move, an encounter with God that happened there to continue to happen other places. And it did. It went out for decades like that and finally ended up, I guess we could say, at Azusa Street in the early 1900s when the Holy Spirit was poured out. And we'll be talking about Azusa Street also down the road. But that declaration, Lord, make it like Cane Ridge. And they wanted an encounter with God. They wanted God to bring revival again to this country and to this area and to this world. So, Lord, you know, my declaration is, Lord, make it the way you want it to be and allow that Spirit of God, that presence of God to just permeate our lives. Amen. And to permeate this area. So we thank God. Remember, this all kind of started with the communion service. Barton Stone had been to Red River Meeting House and with Reverend James McGreedy, had seen and what he had done there, what God had done there, and then he patterned it after that. And it's so important to have communion with God in different ways. But as we observe communion according to the New Testament, it's something Joanne and I try to do daily. When we miss it, we know it. But it's a time of just spending time with God and fellowshipping and getting to know His heart. So I encourage you to do that as well. Okay, so here's our last episode of a visit to Cane Ridge Meeting House. Well, praise God. Joanne and I are sitting here in Cane Ridge Meeting House in Paris, Kentucky. And just like when we were at Red River, we just experienced the presence and love of God. We've met some great people and sharing their interviews in this series. We thank God for His Spirit. What He did here supernaturally. And this just was a pivotal point after Red River and this whole area to spark revival to the Second Great Awakening. And now here we are praying for a Third Great Awakening on this planet. And we believe this will be a time, and these prayers that we're praying and other people are praying will be a catalyst for what's to come, for the move of God. It's so interesting to fellowship with so many different people and meet people from all over the place who have the same vision that God's leading them. It encourages me, and I hope it encourages you as our listeners, to desire to pray and to seek God for what He would have you do. Joanne, as we sit here in this meeting house, not too far in the same state as the Red River Meeting House. This is a little bit larger we're up in the balcony. It's kind of interesting. I'm looking at a picture of Barton Stone, who was the man that whom God used to get this going, get this, and we're going to even find out even more as we visit the museum in a few moments. But the commitment and dedication that he had were so important. And on these grounds, you know, up to 20,000 people came for a communion service to worship God. You and I have had communion here. We've worshiped with Kurt, who was singing, and Randall, who was playing his guitar later, we heard. What's God saying to you? What's in your heart? What are you experiencing since you've been here?
I just share, God has a sense of humor, and he speaks through nature to us many times. I know there was a praying mantis climbing up the sidewalk as we were walking in with Randall and Nancy into the building, and he climbed up the door, and he looked like he was trying to get in. And I thought, how cool God's sense of humor is that he would have, of all the insects, it was a praying mantis. And then as we walked out of the door to go back to get our communion supplies so we could have communion in the building, there was a single daylily that was still blooming out on the sidewalk, and it was lying down on the sidewalk. And I can just see all nature bowing down to God, you know, and experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit that's here when believers come together, because the Word says we're two or more gathered in one place. Yeah. He's there in the midst of them. And then as two agree, is touching anything, they'll have whatsoever they ask. And while we were having communion out in the little alcove out there, I was just prompted to pray for all the people that we know who've been attacked physically in their bodies with different diseases and conditions. And I just sensed the power of God in that moment that we were praying for them. And it's just a special place. They're, I remember God saying to Moses, take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. I feel like there is holy ground here, as all that's happened since 1801 in this country and in this world. But I have an excitement of what's yet to come, that the glory is going to be poured out, and that this revival has already started. This third great awakening has already started, and that the wells of revival are uncapped and are spewing forth across the world. But it has to come out of us. We are the vessels. We are clay vessels that God is filled up with holy, rushing streams of water that are to gush out on everybody we come in contact with. So that's what I want to do. I want to go forth and pray and be a light and be a gushing river to gush on people.
Amen. Father, let it be like Cane Ridge. Let it be to the point that it be different and what it's supposed to be now. But let it be something in our hearts that we move forward with your presence, and spark that light and life and love in us to be able to share with other people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And as Barton Stone wrote, the effects of this meeting through the country were like fire in dry stubble, driven by a strong wind. Father, let that wind blow. Let that wind blow across this place, this country. Let it blow through our lives and spread your love and fire so that this country and this world we live in will, and so many countries and people in these countries who hear this podcast, let it blow across their nation, blow across their communities and through them. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'm walking out here on the grounds of Cane Ridge Meeting House, and it's just the wind is blowing. And I think that's so interesting, because the winds of revival that Barton Stone talked about and we just prayed about were a desire of his for the wind to go, the wind of the Spirit to go from here on out and cover not only this country but the world. Thank God that you and I are going to allow that wind to blow through us as we just prayed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.